This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And February, as you know, is Black History Month. It actually has origins in Illinois. In the summer of 1915, University of Chicago alumnus Carter G. Woodson in Chicago put together an exhibit highlighting the progress that had been made in the 50 years since Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. That, in turn, led to the creation of, using the language of the time, Negro History and Literature Week in 1924, which eventually became Black History Month in 1976. And today we're going to talk about some of the different events related to that in three communities across downstate Illinois. In a few minutes, we'll talk about Bloomington Normal and then Champaign-Urbana, but we begin in Peoria, and that's where Cynthia Smith is branch manager of the Lincoln Carnegie Library in the Peoria Public Library System. Cynthia, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So let's just get right into it. Tell me about some of the events going on at the Peoria Public Library this month.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. So this month we're having, on Saturday, February 17th, Dr. Charles Bell. Dr. Charles Bell is a professor at the Illinois State University, and he has written a book, Suspended, Punishment, Violence, and the Failure of School Safety. It is an in-depth conversation that we feel that we should have as a community to discuss ways for parents and students and teachers to not get into this particular predicament. And if they are in it, how do they get out of it? What the effects will be? So it's a discussion that we feel needs to be had.
Yes, we actually spoke with Dr. Bell about that book on our program some time ago. So I understand there's also a film festival taking place.
There is a film festival. It's going to be at the North Branch facility. So we're excited about that. So I think once a week during the month of February that they will be presenting a movie dealing with Black history, famous people, and how they contribute to our history as far as American history goes.
I understand. Speaking of films, one of the people maybe being highlighted is Hattie McDaniel. Can you remind our listeners for whom that may not be a household name, why she is important? Yes.
Well, it's the Read on Book Club, and it's actually a fictional book that we will be discussing about Hattie McDaniel, how she was the first Black person to ever win an Oscar award for her role in Gone with the Wind. So, which was somewhat controversial. Because
I say, not an uncomplicated facet of American history that was the performance. Yes.
Right. But I think that, a lot of the authors that I speak with always says that, in fiction, there's a lot of truth. So I think it's going to be a very good discussion about Hattie McDaniel and how she came to be an actor, actress in that time frame. So it should be very interesting and eye-opening for us all.
Sure. And speaking of books and reading, we are talking about a library after all, but I understand there's another conversation pegged to a book about understanding where names come from, where individual names.
Absolutely.
Yeah, say more about that.
Yes, Dr. Tristan Johnson will be here. She's going to be here February 27th, and it's called Black History Explorer, My Name, Our Power. Where does the name come from? Do you know where that is and how it all came about and the power that you have in your name? So I think that's going to be very interesting for the children to actually learn about their namesake. How did they get their name? Can we go back and actually trace that? Hopefully give them ideas that they can speak with their family members to see exactly how can we get started on learning more about where we came from, where did our name come from, and the impact and the power that it has.
For listeners who might be interested in attending, what do they need to do to check out some of these events?
Oh, everything is free at the Peoria Public Library. Just know the dates and times. So Tuesday, February 27th with Dr. Johnson is from 4 to 5 p.m. And with Dr. Charles Bell is Saturday, February 17th from 1:30 to 3. So we hope everyone comes out and support these authors. There is a lot to learn here and a lot to be joyous about. So,
All right, Cynthia Smith, Lincoln Carnegie Library Branch Manager with the Peoria Public Library System. Thanks so much for sharing that with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks for having me.
And we go now to Jeff Woodard. He is Director of Marketing at the McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington, Illinois. Jeff, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's begin with the Booker T. Washington Home. What was the Booker T. Washington Home?
Great question. The Booker T. Washington Home was a home, a group home for children leading back to maybe the 1930s, but the home itself was founded in 1918 as the McLean County Home for Colored Children. And they cared for children ages ranging from 6 to 16 years old. The home was run by a board of 15 philanthropic-minded white women in the community, and the superintendents were Black. Now, the most known, we consider graduate of the home was the late Betty Ebo, and she became a nun, taking the name Sister Mary Antona Ebo, and most people know her, her fame from the march at Selma, when she marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in 1965. Now, she passed away in 2017. In the late 1960s, the Booker T. Washington Home merged with the Lucy Orme Home, a group home for white girls. And the successor of these two homes became Children's Home and Aid, which most of you are familiar with, and just most recently, it has changed its name to Bright Life, and it's a social service agency. But many of the residents of the home went on to be very successful in life as well.
Everything connects through lines, through history, still,
absolutely,
still from the past to today. There's also an event looking at African-American musicians in Bloomington. What's that about?
Well, we're going to have another panel discussion on Saturday, February the 17th, is entitled We All Play Together, a historical account of African-American musicians and safe spaces in Bloomington Normal. The panel will discuss and celebrate the stories of local musicians and the owners of these safe spaces. Andrew Blaze Thomas is a professional blues drummer and Illinois State University grad student, and he will moderate the program. And Thomas is going to give voice to the history of local Black musicians using oral history interviews and, of course, primary resources. Now, Andrew's work profiles the careers of vocalist Jack Whitehell, who was an Illinois Wesleyan University instructor and vocal instructor, but he enjoyed an illustrious career in Germany. And he worked with some folks like Donna Summers when she was very young. And we have in our archives a lot of information from that. So he's agreed to come and speak with us on that day on the 17th. And then we'll also be talking about keyboardist Delmar Brown. And we will also hear from Carolyn Ware, who mentored Delmar on the piano. The late Delmar Brown, of course, is very famous with blues and jazz. Booker T. Washington Home program, of course, is going to be on February the 10th. That's also a Saturday. Both programs will be held at the McLean County Museum of History, and a live stream also will be on the museum's YouTube channel. On the 17th, there will be a jam session at Jazz Up Front in downtown Bloomington following this February 17th program at 3:30 p.m. with Gary Muhammad and the Jazz Session Band. Now, Gary Muhammad has a long history here of music here locally, as his dad was a musician, as well as his brother here in Bloomington Normal. And So they're going to kind of do a celebratory performance there on the 17th. All of this is free.
Yeah. And you mentioned this. We need to wrap there probably, but I just was going to mention, you mentioned the safe spaces and musicians. It strikes me, you know, that term has kind of become heated in the culture wars, but it takes on a whole different valence when we're talking about the Green Book era. So I'm sure that will be an interesting discussion. Jeff Woodard is with the McLean County Museum of History. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And finally, we turn now to Monica Scott, who is manager for community engagement and programs at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana, Illinois. Monica, welcome to you. And let's get right into it. What is the Black Joy Project?
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation. I appreciate being able to share with the audiences what we're doing here at Spurlock. So the Black Joy Project, curated by two other, so just to provide context, the Spurlock Museum, we don't have a curatorial team, and we have been engaging our community and our campus in sharing their authentic cultural stories and narratives. And so the Black Joy Project is the child of Ruby Mendenhall and Florence Adibu, who are with Carl Illinois College of Medicine. And so the project aims to celebrate Black joy and make the celebration visible in our communities and in this museum. So throughout 2024, we will have a series of public events and programs, performances, workshops, and talks with an exciting variety of artists and experts, so that we are celebrating the beauty, joy, resilience of Black people in general, but specifically Black women and girls and their lived experiences. So the project was inspired by some of the research of Ruby and Florence around the trauma that Black mothers experienced in Chicago when they lost children to gun violence. And so they were inspired by W.E.B. Du Bois's 1900 Paris Exposition exhibit, where he brought with him a series of beautiful images, graphs, and charts to sort of highlight the African-American lived experience as well. He wanted to use those images to show that despite their oppression, they were actually able to still display their full humanity. And so that's what the curators are doing as well with this project.
Their full humanity. I understand it goes, and I should say we only have a couple of minutes left, but it goes through the end of the year. Will it continue to evolve as time goes on?
Absolutely. So the project runs from today. We launch today with a reception and celebration, and it runs through December. So throughout the year, people have an opportunity to visit the museum, to visit other community sites, and participate and find their own joy.
Fascinating. I suspect we will be in touch about doing something deeper on this in the future. How can people stay up to date as the project continues to evolve?
So the best way is to follow Spurlock Museum at Spurlock Museum on Facebook and Instagram, as well as visit us on our website, spurlock.illinois.edu, where the most up-to-date information will be shared as it comes around. So yeah, I look forward to it. This is going to be a very exciting project, and the kickoff this evening is going to be wonderful as well.
Monica Scott is manager for community engagement and programs at the Spurlock Museum at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Monica, thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st.
Thank
show.
You so much.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. I do want to mention, you can let us know what you think about what we've been talking about by sending us an email. talk@21stshow.org is our address. That's talk@21stshow.org. You can find that address and every other way to contact us, including our voicemail line. It's all on our website, which is 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can check out our past conversations. You can find links to subscribe to our podcasts or look us up on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Coming up Monday on the program, we are going to be talking about the strike that happened yesterday at the Chicago Tribune. Said to be the first time that one of the major papers in Chicago faced a strike of the journalists, of the editorial workers there. There's some production side strikes in the past, but this is the first time journalists there are striking. They say the out-of-town private equity ownership is driving the paper into the ground. We're going to talk about what they are asking to change there. That is coming up Monday on the 21st show, which is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again on Monday.